thank you so much for hitting play. You have chosen, of all the things you could be doing with your time right now, to listen to this podcast. So if you love exploring how to do school different so you can make a legendary impact on campus, you're in the right place. I'm Danny Bauer, and this is the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, the original Ruckus Maker podcast for visionary leaders, innovators, and rebels in education. Now, thanks to Ruckus Makers just like you, this show ranks in the top 0.5% of over 3 million worldwide podcasts. And in today's show, it's just me. I am flying solo like I used to do in the school leadership series. But instead of creating content over there, I close that feed and I'm going to bring some bonus content to this feed. And what I want to talk about today, and actually this entire week, we will have one main interview dialogue-based podcast this week. But there's also going to be about a week's worth, 6 or 7 shows focused on this summer, where we're hosting the Sustainable School Leadership Summit. It's going to happen in Nashville, July 12th through the 14th. And if you consider yourself a ruckus maker who wants to do school different, this is literally the only event built for you. And so I hope to see you there. This show is not going to have any sponsors. And today I just want to talk about 5 reasons you should come, right? So let's just jump in. And I will say this too. If you go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/Nashville, you can learn more about the event and you can check out the registration. Important to note, you have about a week, but March 15th, we have Jumpstart passes available until March 15th. And that's literally 50% off the full price ticket. So on March 16th, the price goes up by $250. All right. So here we go. 5 reasons you should come to the Sustainable School Leadership Summit. Number one, Ruckus Makers do school different. And you've probably heard me saying this in the intro these days. I don't know that I've done a proper show to talk about really what that's all about. One of the big ideas is that it's about making shifts on campus, right? Shifts from old, traditional, and often broken ways of doing education to new, different, and innovative ways. Now, as chief ruckus maker, and when I'm helping a school district or an individual principal think about what is the shift I want to make on campus or within the system, I don't label and I don't judge the shift. So for example, you might be shifting from traditional rows in your classes to collaborative learning centers, right? That would be on a continuum of doing school different, probably a shift that is a bit easier and lower level to do and very important. Or you might make what I would call an extravagant shift. I spoke with a superintendent in Missouri, and the shift that he made as a ruckus maker to do school different. There was an abandoned amusement park in his community. And somehow, through partnerships and support within the community, the district bought the old amusement park, which was not being used, and they're refurbishing it into a learning center experience, right? Think of all the places that kids love to be and explore and be curious. Playgrounds, museums come to mind, science centers, Disney, right? In my first book, I wrote about how schools and not Disney should be the most magical place on earth. It helps that Disney has a big budget and the rides and all that stuff. But the reason, here's the aha, the reason Disney works is they leverage and tap into and give permission for kids to play and explore and to dream. And so this is what this superintendent's doing here in Ohio. And that's all to talk about making shifts is an important part of being a ruckus maker who wants to do school different. So when you come to the Sustainable School Leadership Summit, we're going to talk about those shifts. We'll give you frameworks to think about the shift you want to make on campus. And then we'll get you started in terms of how you're going to actually execute on that dream. So that's all I want to say really about reason number one, you should come. This is literally the only event for ruckus makers who want to do school different. Reason number two. Reason number two is the practical tools. So if you go to the website and look up our resources, there's a number of tools that you can get 100% for free. And I highly encourage you to do that. Maybe as a longtime listener of the show, you have gone to the website and checked it out, betterleadersbetterschools.com/resources. Six of the tools I'm looking at right now, the school leadership scorecard, the month-to-month principal checklist, the Ruckus Maker Mindset Tool, the Ruckus Maker Scorecard, the Positive Spotlight Tool, and the Ruckus Maker 8-Step Goal Setting Tool. All of those are available there, 100% free, and you can download them. When you join the Ruckus Maker Mastermind, we create at least one tool per month, and we share those with our members. Some of the names of these tools, just to give you a picture of what we're doing, again, the 8-step goal setting tool, which is also on the website, a tool you can't get on the website called the ripple effect tool. So how do you create more of a splash or ripple effect? It's kind of playing on the idea of the one big thing, right? What's the one thing you could do today that makes everything else easier, unnecessary? We've worked on communication policies, empathy workshop, which actually is referred to all the time by our members. What does it look like to identify what we call your ruckus maker rules? So these are boundaries and ways to filter your decisions. And recently we dropped the ruckus maker efficiency tool and a delegation tool. So they're tools, right? One of the things, and shout out to Corrine Veldhoen, who used to host the school leadership series with me and is a mastermind coach. She said, Danny, ruckus makers have a bias for action. So when we work with different ruckus makers, we want to 100% make sure that you're getting practical tools that will create a positive result for you and for your campus. Why? You know that I believe and that we believe when you get better, everybody wins. So when you come to Nashville to experience the Sustainable School Leadership Summit, we're going to have some of those tools that we've already created for our members. We'll probably create some new tools based on the talks and frameworks of the event and share those with you as well. You know, the other day I surveyed the mastermind just to hear, like, what are some ways that you've grown? Can you point to at least one way in the last 6 months that is a concrete way you've grown? And so here's just a few examples that you can hear, because this is the type of support in the results you get from tools. One member said, the mastermind has consistently helped me to address challenging situations with the departments I oversee, right? Is that you? Do you have the challenging departments and faculties? Of course. And so this leader is able to address the challenging situations. She said, they provide advice and strategic next steps that are just great leadership moves. Another member said, these tools have helped me set up a clear communication policy. And that was something we shared in the mastermind a few months ago. And then somebody else said, over the summer, I created a 90-day plan. And that's a tool developed from my best-selling book, The Build Leadership Momentum, How to Create the Perfect Principal Entry Plan. But anyways, this member said, over the summer, I created a 90-day plan that has helped me start the year off more successfully than I could have ever expected. So whatever that shift is, or the different frameworks and things that we talk about, you'll get some very concrete ways to clarify your thinking, to get it out of your head onto paper so that you can start taking action. That's important. You've heard me say ideas are great, but not the greatest. What's better than an idea? Taking action. So that's all I have to say about practical tools, which brings us to reason number 3 of 5 that you should come to the Sustainable School Leadership Summit. So we're going to have mastermind sessions, right? One thing that's different than our education events that we build for ruckus makers versus all the other events that are going to happen for school leaders. Most events, and I'll be going to one right after our event in the same city in Nashville. And it's going to be good. And it's an opportunity to connect with other ruckus makers for me and to share, you know, ideas and that kind of thing. But if there's a con of that event, it's going to be very, very, very big, right? And if you come by yourself or even with a colleague, it's super easy to get lost and not really connect with anybody. More on that for reason number four. But it's also going to have a million different sessions, which is great. A lot of choice, a menu, that kind of thing. But they might be disconnected from everything else, right? So you'll get, let me put it this way. A coach and mentor of mine, Aaron Walker, who has poured so much into me, he always would say, Danny, do you want to be a mile wide and an inch deep or an inch wide and a mile deep? So we're talking about depth versus breadth, right? Are you going to be great at a few things or average at many things? To me, the choice is clear. I think you go all in on a few things and be great there. That's how I view the world. I don't know if you agree or not. But if you do, then you should come to our event. Now, how does that connect to mastermind sessions? So over 2.5 days, yes, there's going to be talks. Yes, there's going to be tools and frameworks and, you know, things to do. But there's also going to be a lot of open space. And that open space is to sometimes work on your own if that's what you need, but also to connect with your peers. And I'm sure unless this is the first episode you're listening to and you're like, what is this guy talking about? But if you've listened to even like a few episodes, you know that the flagship way we support Ruckus Makers in education is through the Ruckus Maker Mastermind. And that is a peer mentoring professional development experience that meets consistently throughout the year. Now, this isn't an invitation. You're welcome to join, like, and you probably should if you haven't yet. But my point is when you come to Nashville, there'll be a bunch of spaces where you're discussing and collaborating with peers. We're not talking at you. You're talking with your colleagues saying, here's the dream. This is the shift I want to do. This is the challenge that's keeping me up at night. And what we have perfected, and I'm using that word perfected intentionally, we have figured out how to support and solve your number one challenges or make those dreams come true. So come experience that. And here's just one example from the mastermind survey I gave just to give you a sense of what's possible. So this member said, through the hot seat, I was giving great advice on how to approach issues I was having within the district. I felt validated with my concerns, but I was able to, pay attention to the words, shift my approach. Remember, Ruckus Makers do school different. This leader doesn't typically, she says, speak out in district meetings, but the next day I was able to bring to light an issue and I was heard. And this was directly related to the advice I took away from the hot seat. And the hot seat is the most important part of a mastermind session. All right. So that's all I want to say about mastermind sessions, which brings us to reason number 4 out of 5 to come to Nashville. And that's grow your network, right? So again, and I alluded to this in the last section, unlike other events for school leaders, you know, there's going to be so many people. And maybe, you know, if you're extroverted, then you're not going to have a hard time. Believe it or not, this is funny because, you know, I've spoken to thousands of people and run these groups and whatever, like, but I'm actually an introvert that presents himself as an extrovert when I need to. And so sometimes that like networking and building relationships can be a bit hard for me, but it's easier in a smaller scenario, right? In a smaller context. So we won't have thousands, right? I could fill an event with a bunch of people. I don't want to. I want this to feel small and intimate so that you can develop those relationships you need. And again, go deep instead of making a million connections, make connections with just 50 or less people. So last year in Denver, we had 54. You know, the goal this year, 50 is considered sold out. And I believe we've already actually sold out 25% of the tickets. So if you're hearing this, again, Jumpstart passes are available till March 15th. And as long as you register before then, you could get the best price for Nashville. So you'll be able to grow your network. Now, one last thing to say here with the network. The network you grow at this small 50 or less event will be exponentially more impactful and powerful than on other any other event you go to as well. Here's why. In my experience, there's two kinds of leaders. And listen to this, because you need to decide, what kind of leader are you? I see play it safe principles out there, right? And if that's the way you want to roll, that's cool, right? I don't want to disparage you and like talk you down. But play it safe principles are really good at maintaining the status quo. They don't see problems with education, right? They don't have a vision for how they want it to evolve. They just want to keep the machine going and they're happy with that. And if that's you, God bless you, good luck, right? But that's honestly the majority of school leaders and the majority that go to these events. And the majority that go to the events get inspired and excited and then don't take action. They don't make the shift. So if you're not a play it safe principal, odds are you're a ruckus maker and you want to do school different and you want to take action because you know ideas are great, but not the greatest, and you want to make the shifts. And so decide, are you a play it safe principal or are you a ruckus maker? Which I like to say are visitors from the future who are showing us how education will one day be. That's the type of stuff we're going to be talking about when you come to Nashville. And that's all I want to say about growing your network. So the last reason you should come to the Sustainable School Leadership Summit is that we have a lot of fun. And we usually plan what I call like an adventure day. So in Denver, obviously there's mountains, and with mountains and elevation, there's going to be rivers and streams and things that you can raft on. So we went whitewater rafting and that was so much fun in Colorado. Nashville, different types of experiences. And so my strength is not around logistics and operations. Just ask my team or look at my Colby score. Like, that is not me. I'm a big picture thinker and visionary, that kind of thing. That's where my strength lies. But I know that it's important to not only work hard, but to play hard as well. And so over 2.5 days, that last, I call it a half day, but basically, we're going to do a few fun things. I won't reveal what those are right now. And it's not going to be whitewater rafting, but it will be something outside. There's a dinner thing and some entertainment involved. And it's just going to be fun, right? And it's a nice sort of like cherry on top or nice sort of capstone experience over the few days to say, this was worth my time. And now I'm going to celebrate that. And so it'll be a lot of fun, and I hope you experience it too if you come out to Nashville. So that's it. I'd love to see you in Nashville, July 12th through 14th. And again, if you consider yourself a ruckus maker, this is the only event available for you. When you go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/Nashville, you can register. And if you do that before March 15th, the ticket price is half off. And just so you know, that number is $750, right? It goes up to $1,000 on March 16th. I think in May, it'll go up to full price, and I hope to sell out before then. But full price will be $1,500, all right? We take purchase orders, and so you can request that. I don't need to receive the check before March 15th, but you need to register and get the PO approved before March 15th. And then if you want to pay individually, maybe you have a school credit card, personal credit card, maybe you want to get reimbursed, you can just take care of it on the registration page and lock it in, right? 25% of the tickets are gone. So we have space for more leaders, but we'd love to see you there. If you have questions, email me, danny@betterleadersbetterschools.com. You could call or text 312-788-7595. And again, this week, we will talk a lot about this event. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about 5 challenges of creating a thriving school. Thanks for listening. Until next time, go make a ruckus. Thanks for listening to the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, Ruckus Maker. How would you like to lead with confidence, swap exhaustion for energy, turn your critics into cheerleaders, and so much more? The Ruckus Maker Mastermind is a world-class leadership program designed for growth-minded school leaders just like you. go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/mastermind. Learn more about our program and fill out the application. We'll be in touch within 48 hours to talk how we can help you be even more effective. And by the way, we have cohorts that are diverse and mixed up. We also have cohorts just for women in leadership and a BIPOC-only cohort as well. When you're ready to level up, go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/mastermind and fill out the application. Thanks again for listening to the show. Bye for now, and go make a ruckus.